The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with this week's devotional entitled, Two Ears, One Mouth. It is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of a teacher that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. Jesus is often thought of as the world's greatest teacher. Multitudes flock to hear him, hanging on every word. Even those who had been dispatched to arrest Jesus return empty-handed, saying, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Who can forget Jesus' compelling stories, his vivid metaphors, and his word to the weary? But we miss something critical if we miss that the world's greatest teacher was first the world's greatest listener. Long before Jesus opened his mouth, he first had opened his ears to listen. Jesus often reminded people about the source of his words. In John chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus says, "I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak." Here we find the secret of how Jesus always had the right word. Here is how Jesus knew to talk to the woman caught in adultery or a seeker named Nicodemus. Jesus had first listened to the Father. Let's take a moment now to listen to today's scripture from the prophet Isaiah. Here is a prophecy about Messiah given 700 years before Jesus came. And in Isaiah 50, he pictures Jesus, Messiah, as one who listens to the Father. He says that it is the Father who gives him, quote, "the tongue of a teacher, so that he knows how to sustain the weary with a word." The eternal Son of God humbled himself and surrendered his infinite knowledge to make himself one with us. So just like you and me, Jesus had to, morning by morning, listen to his Father. The Father woke Jesus every morning to hear God's lessons. Every morning, the classroom was open for Jesus. Jesus never forgot that he was first a listener before he was a teacher. That is why Jesus made it a priority to rise early to listen to the Father. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "In the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed." Before Jesus had anything to say, he had to listen. Jesus never stopped listening to his Father and spoke the life-changing words he had heard. Here is a vital point in biblical truth. It is the ear that is the seat of intelligence. Insight for life is the ability to listen. Wisdom is not something we're born with, nor something intrinsic to us. We must listen for it. It comes from outside us and must be daily learned from God. Just as the Father opened Messiah's ears to listen, so the psalmist says it was God who opened his ears. Psalm 40, verse 6 says, "You have given me an open ear." Having the right words to say is not a matter of IQ or smarts, but a matter of first listening to God. Hearing God speak is not just for Messiah or for psalmists, but for us. Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So each day, let's ask God to open our ears to listen before we ever open our mouths. That is why God gave us two ears and one mouth. I'm a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thank you for listening.